Every business with more than one process has a method of passing either a product or service from one process to the next. There are three different methods by which this occurs: push, pull, or flow. Let's review the three methods next. The push method is the most common. Let's say you're organized by departments. Each department tries to go as fast as it can, independent of the downstream department's ability to absorb the throughput. This is the push method. The pull method is based on customer demand. The pull is started with a customer order. Then every process in the sequence of delivering that customer order requests the upstream product or service when it is ready. Flow happens when the upstream and downstream processes are balanced in time that it takes to execute the processes. In flow, the upstream process just finishes when the downstream process finishes and becomes ready to accept the upstream process. Ideally, there is no downtime between processes. Striving for flow will bring problems into focus. Flow is the most difficult state to achieve, but it means your system is balanced perfectly. Since most process transitions use push, I will compare it with pull. Push is the easiest to set up, but you continuously pay a price for that setup. It creates a race between departments when your system's overall performance may not benefit from that race. In Lean Six Sigma, the word waste is used to describe any activity that a customer would not be willing to pay for. A simple example could just be movement. A customer does not want to pay for you to move around. They are happy to pay for the time you use to add value to the product or service. Push has four wastes that pull does not have. Let's say that the upstream process is working like crazy, but has not finished the batch. That can mean that the downstream process is just waiting with nothing to do. That is a waste. If you're working on a product or process and you are doing one thing to the whole batch before you do the next thing to the whole batch, then you're creating a lot of excess motion, which is waste. Inventory is a cost that you want to use strategically. If you're working in a batch mode, then you're just storing up inventory, which is a waste. The last waste is overproduction. When you move faster than your market demand, then you are making something just for storage, which is a waste. Not only does pull remove all the above wastes, it actually performs faster, and sometimes much faster. This is because it removes a lot of the above wastes. Overall, pull performance is looked at from a value stream point of view rather than a department point of view. Customers and your system care about value stream performance. This gives you a pretty good hint as how to create an integration between two processes, but I will continue to review it in the next slide. Of course, nothing is as simple as it looks. How you go about change just depends. Of course, flow represents the ideal transfer method, though it is very unlikely that all of your processes take exactly the same amount of time. Some of them will, and if they do, use the flow methodology. If other adjacent processes have similar times, then see what you can do to level the times out. Push is the least optimal process-to-process transfer methodology and should only be used as a last result. Start investigating pull for most of your process transfer. This will decrease cost and level out your system. Since not all customer requests come in at a constant frequency, there are tools to use to level out the frequency that those requests come into your system. The direction to move in represents a strategic decision. Anytime there is change, the change must be well thought out. Flow is the ideal process-to-process transfer methodology, but it requires ideal conditions. However, it represents a very good goal for Toyota's aggressive continuous improvement program. Whenever you get rid of push, replace it with pull. The journey to greatness is neither fast or easy. You can definitely adjust how fast you go, but not how easy it is. There is definitely a sequence to greatness. I've built the website www.buildyourtps.com to guide businesses in their use of the tools of the Toyota Production System to take their systems to Six Sigma, just like Toyota.